Sunday afternoon, this young lady next to us, Hannah Green from WA, is hopeful she's going to be right at the pointy end Sunday afternoon. And I'm glad to say that Hannah Green joins us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Nice and early, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Love it.
But golfers, you always have one early morning, one late morning anyway, don't you?
Yes, this is going to be a lot later than I have tea time for tomorrow. So this is quite a nice warm-up to tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're just talking off air, and I asked you about the course. It's the second time I've been here, but you just fall in love with the place as soon as you arrive. Do you feel the same?
Absolutely. You see the 18th hole behind us. Every time I come back, even in when it's, you know, round to round, definitely look down there and just look how, I know, picturesque everything is. So, yeah it's lovely.
It is. Even better when you're making birdies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always nice.
Now, can you tell us about your game? Obviously, and does it suit this course? You know, you always think of golf, well, they're so good. Every course suits them. But to your eye, does this course suit your game?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have to be pretty good off the tee. I'd say that's probably one of my strengths, probably the last couple of years. And also, I think it's definitely, it's a ball striking course. You can get in some pretty rough areas if you do miss the green. And obviously with the green, it can, you know, take a bit of a toll on your wedge. So, I think it will suit my game. It's nice to have some experience from playing this event last year. So coming to a course that I know familiar. So, yeah, got good vibes.
Yeah, coming to a course that you've played on before, how big an advantage is that for a golfer?
I think that's what I struggled with last year, my rookie year in the LPGA, just having every course new to me and, you know, feeling like I need to see as much as I can. So, I'm excited for this year in particular because we don't really change venues too often besides for a few of the majors. So, it's like I said before, it's just nice to be back to somewhere I'm familiar with.
And how often do you get back to Australia? Because we heard you last night talk about being on the road overseas, and how tough is it?
Yeah, it's really difficult. It really took a toll on my game during the middle of the year. I was away for 4 months, and that was the longest I've ever done before. And I've decided that I'm never going to do that again. I'm going to come back every 6-7 weeks, and hopefully that is a better recipe for me to play good golf.
We're chatting with Hannah Green from WA, who's one of the favourites here for the Ladies Classic at Bonneville. You actually have your own, your setup's good. You've got your own caddy who travels with you. A lot of the girls would just be grabbing caddies at each different venue. That must be another advantage.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to just go to the golf course and, you know, my caddy Nate knows where, you know, that I'm going to take it easy on a Monday, not even go to the golf course. Tuesday, just play 9 holes, and then Wednesday, a pro-am. So it's just nice to have something familiar when you're out on the golf course. I think it's definitely a huge advantage.
Can you tell our listeners and our viewers how you look after your caddy? I hope you look after your caddy better than Matt Kuchar. I mean, if you didn't get up with that 2 weeks ago, Matt Kuchar, he won $400,000. No, more than that, actually. He won about $1.4 million. He gave his caddy $5,000.
Yes, let's just say I would never do that to a caddy.
Anyway, he's squared up now, I think, because he got heckled so badly last week from the crowd. He sort of said, enough's enough, okay, I'll pay him.
Yeah, unfortunately it came down to that, but I don't know too many stories where that has happened, so no more to come.
Anna, what's your goals for this season? Played 24 tournaments last year, 14 cuts. Mm-hmm. Were you happy with that? And what are your expectations this year?
I'm happy in a way that I kept my tour card. That was my number one goal, but to see it like that, missing 10 cuts is definitely, you know, some improvement that I need to have this year. And I think the thing I want to improve the most is a lot of times I would just barely make the cut and, you know, maybe be tied 50th, tied 60th, just to get those into the tied 30th, just to slowly improve. Yep. I'm not looking to get, you know, 10 top 10s. I'm just wanting some consistency throughout the season. So I'm hoping to get my world ranking back into the top 100 and hopefully at the end of the year into the top 50. Yep. The Olympics is obviously next year, so that's something that I really am striving to achieve, be in that team. So, yeah.
And to make that team, is it just on your ranking?
It's all off the Rolex ranking.
Right. So.
And WA Golf's obviously doing something pretty good over there, because I think about it, there's great young talent coming out of there. And Minjin Lee, of course, you'd know her pretty well. And now her brother has just turned pro, and he's made an instant impact on the pro tour there in Europe as well. So WA Golf must be flying currently.
Yeah, definitely. We have produced great players, and we currently are producing great players. So I don't know what it is, maybe something over in the water. We're very lucky, I think, that we have a great support staff in WA.
Okay. How do you balance work and recreational, you know? Like, how much time do you spend out there on the driving range and on the course and mm-hmm. on the greens compared to sort of just clearing your mind and relaxing?
I definitely practice more than I do relax, but last year on Mondays I would actually go out and play 9 holes and practice, but this year I've decided to take Mondays off. I just think if I want to be out here for the, you know, next 10, 12 years, that I probably should start resting my body. It took quite a toll on my body last year. I think I was just purely running on adrenaline the last few events. And then when I finally had stopped and taken a few weeks off, I really felt it. So I'm trying to do some more touristy things as well. It's beautiful here in Coffs, so hopefully I can get to the beach a bit more. But, yeah, I think that's really important just to be enjoying yourself while you're out on tour, because it's obviously you're going to be out here for a long time. You want to make sure you enjoy yourself. Enjoying
it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we saw Laura Davies. She's been out here a long time, and she's just she lights the room up, doesn't she, every time she walks into it. She's a great champion, and she may well be competitive this week as well. I know it's no interest to you, but you're one of the favourites. You know, we've got a market, and you're actually the favourite all by yourself. Does that do you the focal point, does that add a little bit of extra pressure? And, you know, obviously it's a very very competitive, isn't it? 140 girls turning up.
No, I actually never really look at, you know, what I'm paying for, but no, it's nice to know, because I have been coming to some good form. Last week came off a top 10 at the Australian Open, so a win is definitely one of my goals throughout these 4 weeks that I'm playing. So hopefully you can play some good golf this week.
I can tell you what, Hannah, you lit the cocktail party up last night, which was fantastic, and we hope that you light the course up over the 4 days of the weekend. So we thank you so much for your time, and play extremely well.
Yeah, thank you.